Hey everyone, this is another audio update for altprowrestling.com. Just going to run through some news items here today, so hopefully a short podcast. I'm going to start with some New Japan. New Japan were in America the end of January to the beginning of February for the New Beginning USA tour. In California, it started off on the 30th of January at the Globe Theatre. Alex Coughlin and Clark Connors, they fought to a 10-minute time limit draw. These are two USA, New Japan, Young Lions, trained by Katsuyori Shibata. Match two was Jonathan Gresham versus Tyler Bateman. And this ended with a modified jackknife cover at 11 minutes and 36 with Jonathan Gresham going over in that one. Match three was Colt Cabana versus Shane Taylor. And in 10 minutes and 22 seconds, Colt Cabana won with a clutch hold. Match four was Brody King and Marty Scurll versus Lance Archer and Davey Boy Smith Jr. That ended with a killer bomb in 13 minutes and 9 seconds when Lance Archer pinned Brody King. Match 5 was Jeff Cobb versus Carl Fredericks. And Jeff Cobb won this one in 6 minutes and 57 seconds with the Tour of the Island. Match 6 was a no disqualification match between David Finlay and Chucky T. David Finlay beat Chucky T in 15 minutes and 31 seconds with a trash panda. Match 7 was a special tag match. One night only, Roppongi Vice. So Rocky Romero and Trent Barretta versus Tracy Williams and Juice Robinson. Juice Robinson pinned Rocky Romero with a Pulp Friction in 32 minutes and 20 seconds. And we come back on February 1st, 2019, North Carolina, Grady Cole Center. New Japan continues its New Beginning USA tour. Match one was Carl Fredericks versus Clark Connors. This ended in a time limit draw at 10 minutes. Match 2 was John Skyler and Colt Cabana versus Shane Taylor and Lance Archer. Colt Cabana pinned Shane Taylor with a... he made him submit with a clutch hold at 10 minutes and 13 seconds. Match 3 was the Great O'Khan USA debut match with the Great O'Khan versus Tracer X. The match went 8 minutes and 57 seconds with the Great O'Khan picking up a pinfall victory with the Iron Claw Slam. The fourth match was Jonathan Gresham and Jeff Cobb versus Brody King and Marty Scurll in a tag match. This ended in 13 minutes and 46 seconds with a modified pile driver, according to the New Japan website, with Brody King pinning Jonathan Gresham. Now I'm reading the results from the NewJapan1972.com website, and they have the finish down here as a modified pile driver from Brody King. I believe that would be Brody King's finisher, the Gonzo Bomb. Now that's kind of like where he picks him up for a power bomb and it turns into a pile driver. It looks pretty brutal, but yeah, Brody King is a huge guy and he pulls it off. Match number 5, Alex Coughlin versus Davey Boy Smith Jr. This went 10 minutes and 8 seconds and finished with a bulldog bomb from Davey Boy Smith Jr. Match 6 was Tracy Williams and David Finlay versus Rocky Romero and Chucky T. Tracy Williams pinned Chucky T in this match. No, made him submit with a crossface in just 17 minutes and 8 seconds. That went quite long. The seventh match on the card was Juice Robinson versus Trent Barretta for the US Heavyweight Championship. That match went 27 minutes and 29 seconds and finished with Juice Robinson picking up the win with Pulp Friction to retain. Now we continue with New Japan here, but we head over to Sao Paulo, where the New Beginning in Sao Paulo show happened. The first show was on February 2nd, 2019. And the show started off with Ren Narita versus Yua Umera. And Ren Narita won this with a suplex, front suplex hold in 9 minutes and 45 seconds. The second match on the card was a tag match. Toa Hanare and Manabu Nakanishi versus Shota Umino and Ayato Yoshida. The match ended in 8 minutes and 53 seconds with Toa Hanare pinning Shota Umino with a Toa bomb. The third match was Tiger Mask and Tenzan versus Taka Michinoku and Izuka. Hiroyoshi Tenzan was hit in the throat by the Iron Claw of Izuka for the disqualification win. Now this set up a match on the second night too. So this ended in 9 minutes and 26 seconds with a disqualification. The fourth match on the card was Taguchi, Yoshihashi, Honma, Toriyano, Togi Makabe versus Taiji Ishimori, Chase Owens, Yujiro Takahashi, Tangaloa and Tama Tonga, with Tama Tonga playing the good guy now. This match ended with Toriyano pinning Takahashi with a schoolboy in 13 minutes and 38 seconds. Match 5 on the card was Shingo Takagi, Bushi and Tetsuya Naito versus El Desperado, Yoshinobu Kanemaru and Taichi. Taichi pinned Bushi in this match in 13 minutes and 28 seconds with a dangerous backdrop, according to the New Japan website. The sixth match was a special singles match. Now, the first show on these two cards finished with two special singles matches to lead to a championship match in the second night. The first of the two special singles matches was Sanada versus Minoru Suzuki. Now, I watched this just last night, and this was a pretty hard-hitting, brutal match, as many Minoru Suzuki matches are. He beat the living hell out of Sanada. Is probably the best way to put it. They used chairs, they used railings, they fought through the crowd. Minoru Suzuki chopped the hell out of Sanada. Sanada would fight back, but in the end, in 19 minutes and 40 seconds, Minoru Suzuki picks up the win with a Gotch-style pile driver. The seventh match on the card was the King of Darkness, Evil, versus Zack Sabre Jr. Now, Sabre Jr. in this match would target the leg of Evil over and over and over, with multiple submissions that I don't even, like arm bars and everything. You can't really name most Zack Sabre Jr. moves unless he makes a name for it and uses it regularly. But quite often he just transitions to something that works. Zack Sabre Jr. was great in this, picking up a couple of very close near falls with a few different roll-ups that people believe now coming from Zack Sabre Jr. Because he wins a lot of matches using those roll-ups. But in the end, the King of Darkness Evil would beat Zack Sabre Jr. with evil. Everything is evil. In the end, Zack Sabre Jr. was pinned by evil. And the main event, the eighth match on the card, was a special tag match with the Dream Team, Kazuchika Okada and Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Bad Luck Fale and Zack Jay White. What am I doing? Getting distracted. Jay White ended up hitting Hiroshi Tanahashi over the knee with a chair, and then getting him in a new move that he's called the TTO, for Tanahashi Tapped Out. It's a reverse figure four, basically. After working over the knee the whole match and then using the chair against the knee, while Tanahashi was in this move, Bad Luck Fale would give the Bad Luck Fall to Okada in the middle of the ring. Tanahashi had no option but to tap out. But that was a huge moment. Tanahashi doesn't tap out very often. I remember the match between Minoru Suzuki and Tanahashi for the Intercontinental Championship recently, maybe last year. Tanahashi did not tap out in that match, no matter how much Minoru Suzuki targeted the knee and pulled at the leg. It finished with a ref stoppage because Tanahashi would not give up. So for Tanahashi to give up in this match to Jay White, it's a big move on New Japan's part. It was a good match. Jay White's got a very bright future ahead of him in New Japan Pro Wrestling. So we move on to night two of the New Beginning in Sapporo show. Sunday, February 3rd, 2019, the show opened with Toa Hanare versus Yota Tsuji. I messed that one up there. The match went 7 minutes and 7 seconds and finished with a Toa bomb. Match 2 was a tag match. Tiger Mask and Manabu Nakanishi versus Shota Umino and Ayato Yoshida. Tiger Mask would pin Yoshida in 9 minutes and 31 seconds with an avalanche butterfly suplex. Third match on the card was Ren Narita and Tenzan versus Taka Michinoku and Iizuka again. Before the match, Tenzan grabbed a mic and he was trying to talk Iizuka out of being his crazy wild persona, because Tenzan is retiring on the 21st. No, the 11th. The 11th of February. No, it is the 21st. The 11th is New Beginning show. The 21st of February, there's a show on New Japan Pro Wrestling NJPW World, which is Takashi Iizuka's final retirement match. He's been in New Japan for a lot of years. I've got a post on altprowrestling.com on Iizuka, if you want to go read that. In this match ended with another disqualification, with Iizuka getting the Iron Claw and hitting Hiroyoshi Tenzan. If I can try and get that name out. Tenzan got hit in the throat again with the Iron Claw from Iizuka, causing a disqualification in 9 minutes and 47 seconds. The fourth match on the card was an 8-man tag. Taguchi, Honma, Yano, Makabe versus Ishimori, Takashi, Tangaloa and Tama Tonga. Yano would schoolboy Tangaloa in 14 minutes and 15 seconds again. It's a running theme with Toru Yano. Fifth match on the card was a six-man tag match. Yoshihashi teaming with the Dream Team of Okada and Hiroshi Tanahashi, the champion, versus Chase Owens, Bad Luck Fale, and Jay White. Obviously, Jay White will be facing Hiroshi Tanahashi for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship coming up. We'll go through that later. This ended with another TTO, a Tanahashi taps out, but this time it was Jay White with Yoshihashi tapping out. That match went 17 minutes and 57 seconds. Jay White picking up the win there. The sixth match on the card was a tag match with Shingo Takagi and Bushi, the champion team, defending their IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championships against El Desperado and Kanemaru, the former champions, who lost it Wrestle Kingdom. This match would finish with Shingo Takagi pinning Yoshinobu Kanemaru after hitting Rebellion. This was their first championship defense for LIJ. LIJ picking up the win in 18 minutes and 4 seconds. The seventh match on the card was the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Championship match. Sanada and Evil, the champions, defending against Zack Sabre Jr. and Minoru Suzuki. This match ended in 16 minutes and 52 seconds. And this was a very, very good match. I enjoyed this a lot. This match ended when Sanada would hit a press moonsault on Minoru Suzuki in 16 minutes and 52 seconds. Eighth match on the card was the IWGP Intercontinental Championship match. This was the main event, and the show was quite long, and it started off with the challenger in the ring, Tai Chi, with the champion coming down the ramp, Tetsuya Naito, and Naito was jumped by Iizuka. Iizuka beat up Naito on the ramp, choked him out with a chair. They had to take Naito out the back, and they were trying to play up that that Naito wouldn't be able to make it. This took a long time to get going. It was about, I don't know, 10, it felt like 10, 15 minutes where they were just standing around the ring with upper management of New Japan all talking, possibly going to call the match off, but they didn't want to call the match off. And then eventually, with the help of Bushi, Tetsuya Naito ended up making his way to the ring. And then they had a full match. This match went 21 minutes and 31 seconds after that 10 minutes and 15, 10, 15 minutes of stalling before the match. But this ended up being a good match. I really enjoyed this match, but I do worry about Tetsuya Naito's neck and head a lot. We've seen a lot of injuries through that over the years in wrestling. Naito seems to make it his mission to land on his head as much as possible in a match. He takes a clothesline, he lands on the back of his head, he folds himself up. Look, every move, he will fall on the back of his head, and like, it just looks brutal. There's no need to land on the back of your head that much. Towards the end of this match, Tai Chi even gets a chair when the referee's knocked down. The referee's out of the ring. Tai Chi gets a chair and lays it straight into the top of Tetsuya Naito's head. Straight in the top. The middle panel of this steel chair flies off. Tetsuya Naito didn't bother to put any hands up. Took it straight to the head. It was brutal. Somehow, out of nowhere, Naito picks up Tai Chi, drops him on the top of his head, and then hits a Destino for the win. Naito retains in 21 minutes and 31 seconds. Hell of a match. Definitely worth going out your way to see. Now let's look ahead at a couple of lineups for New Japan in Osaka on February 9th, 2019. The show will open up with Tsuji and Tenzan versus Shota Umino and Yoshida. Second match will be Yoshihashi versus Ren Narita. It'll be a big match for Ren Narita right there. The third match, Toa Hanare and Honma versus Chase Owens and Yujiro Takahashi. The fourth match will be Bushi, Sanada and Evil versus El Desperado, Yoshinobu Kanemaru and Minoru Suzuki. Now, this match will be interesting because they seem to be building up to a mask versus mask match with Bushi and Desperado. Not sure when that will take place, but they've been removing each other's masks, and that should be interesting. Fifth match is Shingo Takagi and Naito versus Taka Michinoku and Taichi. Sixth match is a no time limit elimination match. This is a 10-man tag match with Taguchi, Toriyano, Togi Makabe, Okada and Hiroshi Tanahashi facing off against Taiji Ishimori, Tangaloa, Tama Tonga, Bad Luck Fale and Jay White. That will be very interesting. That's the main event of that show. Now, just a couple of days later, on February 11th, they are still in Osaka. The first match is a six-man tag match with Jushin Thunder Liger, Kojima, Satoshi Kojima, and Tenzan versus Taka Michinoku, Iizuka, and Minoru Suzuki. The second match is a tag match with Sanada and Evil versus Yoshinobu. No, it's not. It's Ayato Yoshida and Yoshu. Let's try that again. Yoshida and Umino after being tongue-tied. Apologies for that. Third match on this card is a six-man tag match with Shingo Takagi, Bushi and Naito versus El Desperado, Kanemaru and Taichi. So continuing the Naito-Taichi feud and the junior tag feud here. The fourth match is a tag match with Yoshihashi and Honma versus Chase Owens and Yujiro Takahashi. The fifth match is another tag, Toriyano and Togi Makabe versus Tangaloa and Tama Tonga. The sixth match is a junior heavyweight championship match with the challenger Taguchi versus the champion Taiji Ishimori. The seventh match is a special singles match with Kazuchika Okada versus Bad Luck Fale. The eighth and final match of these two shows in Osaka is Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Jay White for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. That will be very interesting. After Jay White made Hiroshi Tanahashi tap out and the proceedings the night before with the 10-man elimination, New Japan are really building up Jay White here. And without Kenny Omega, they could be moving forward with Jay, but we will see. We will see. Now moving on from New Japan and to AEW. Now, it's not confirmed yet, but I'm sure it will be confirmed when AEW hold their ticket announcement party on the 7th of February at 6 p.m. Pacific time, which I believe is 2 a.m. UK time, and that will be live from the MGM Grand Splash Pool and on all of their social medias, the YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, I believe. That will be live on all of those, and I believe they'll have some announcements as well as ticket announcements. So they will probably be announcing that they have signed Trent Barretta and Chucky T, the best friends, as well as the Lucha Brothers, who they had a handshake agreement to wrestle for AEW after the Come Hell or High Water show, which I reviewed recently. The end of that, Matt and Nick Jackson basically offered the Lucha Brothers to come wrestle for AEW on a handshake agreement. Now, the reason they didn't sign them is because the Lucha Brothers have the same contract as Joey Ryan and a lot of other people, with a lifetime contract to Lucha Underground. I believe they're still fighting to get out of that. It's a very long contract, very complicated. So if they can get out of that, then maybe they can sign big money with AEW. That's another reason why the Lucha Brothers couldn't go to WWE about a year ago, I believe, when they wanted to go. WWE had interest in the Lucha Brothers. They didn't sign. I believe it's because of this Lucha Underground contract. Also, the possibility of Kenny Omega signing with AEW could be announced on the 7th of February, as Kenny Omega now no longer is a New Japan Pro Wrestler. He's not contracted to New Japan Pro Wrestling anymore as of the 2nd of February at midnight. They've been playing up on being the Elite, that Kenny Omega's time was running out. I expect an announcement on this party, this party that's on social media and the MGM Grand. People speculating about Dean Ambrose or Moxley possibly signing with AEW. It's obviously way too early to find that out. The next big show is the 25th of May. Dean's contract is set to run out in April. He could possibly have a 90-day compete clause in his contract, which could keep him off that show. Otherwise, he could be a big name popping up after May, possibly. Apart from that, I don't know. I look forward to watching it. I'm just moving on to a couple of quick notes here to finish off, trying not to make this audio too long. MLW have a new World Heavyweight Champion, as Filthy Tom Lawler beat Loki for the championship on their Super Fight special that was live on BN Sports and is now on their YouTube page. I haven't actually watched the show yet, but it's on my to-watch list, which is it's gathering shows. There's a few shows on that I am to watch and review soon. Also on that show, new MLW Tag Team Champions, the Hart Foundation, beat the Lucha Brothers. Since then, the Lucha Brothers possibly leaving MLW. I know Court Bauer tweeted something about the Lucha Brothers. I'll just try and find it here. And there it is. Court Bauer tweeted, "I want to thank Penta and Phoenix for an extraordinary 7+ months as MLW World Tag Team Champions." Spanish, Something Spanish. Mas Chigons. Something. MLW will always embrace you as family as you helped build this house. Wherever you go next, always know you are both 1,000,000,000% legends of Lucha Libre. He wrote that final bit in Spanish. But yeah, it's a bit of translation there. Not too good at Spanish, I believe that's what it said. So Court Bauer thanking Penta and Phoenix and hinting that they're going somewhere else. Court Bauer also thanked Loki for his MLW World Championship reign. You showed the world one more time that Brooklyn ferocity, verbal wickedness, versatility and brought killer instinct back to this damn sport. I look forward to the next chapter. Yes, and so that's him thanking Loki but not saying goodbye. So that's a different tweet. So that's that. That's two new champions in MLW. Possibly a goodbye for the Lucha Brothers. And one final bit, GCW, Game Changer Wrestling, the same company that holds the Joey Janela's Spring Breaks and such. Their next show will be February 16th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Fight TV. And that's February 17th, 12:30 a.m. UK time. Work that out wherever you are in the world. So that's GCW. they said it couldn't be done. That's their next show, and that's available on Fight TV. I look forward to watching that and reviewing it. GCW shows are always fun, and they're quite often can't miss shows. So that is $13.99 on Fight TV. Well, that's the end of this audio. Thank you for listening. If you want to reach out to me, you can reach out at AltProRess on Twitter or at ProRessMatthew on Twitter. That's the two Twitter accounts. Also, you can find the latest at AltProWrestling.com. Thank you for listening and goodbye.